Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
So Maria, every Monday, takes us through things she's seen on her screen. Mm-hmm. Big, small, things we're about to see on our screens. Whether they're, you know, things on our phone, things on our TVs, things in the movies. But you told me you're going to do hacks today.
Yes. This is based off a text that we got to say thanks.
Yes. The text says, from Sorka, Dave, this is random, but I'm here making my breakfast and I want to say a huge thank you to Maria for her jar hack she told us about a while ago. I haven't found a moldy blueberry in months. So handy, says Sorka. Remind me and everyone what the jar hack was.
So any jar, it could be, you know, a jam jar that you washed out, or, you know, jar of carrots.
A mason jar.
Yes.
They're
a
fancy.
Mason jar. Any berries you buy in the shop.
Right.
Any berries. Pop them in as soon as you get home. Pop them into a jar. Close it. Stick it in the fridge. And the likes of raspberries, which are terrible for going off within a couple of days.
For turning instantly.
Will last far longer.
Really?
Yeah. And strawberries.
I wish berries in my house lasted long enough in the fridge to have a chance to make them last longer, if that makes sense. But my kids will just... They're so expensive. You bring them home, you put them in the fridge, and literally before I have the shopping fully away...
They're gone.
The raspberries are gone, the blueberries are gone, the blackberries, they will eat blackberries till there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, they're the blueberries in our house.
Yeah.
They're just gone.
So the hack is, if you don't have... ravenously.
Well, no, but actually this works really well for that because you can buy more. Like,
right,
buy more at the start of your week.
Gotcha.
And they will last.
Or put them high up enough at the fridge, maybe at the back, in a jar, and they won't think that they're in the plastic packet. Okay, so that's your hack that Sorka was on about.
Yep.
That has really worked for her. What else have you got for us now this time?
Get rid of fruit flies. So speaking of fruit, I'm going to stay in the land of fruit for the minute. Speaking of fruit flies, to get rid of them out of your kitchen.
Yeah.
We're in that kind of zone.
They're there all the time, yeah.
100 ml of vinegar, 100 ml of olive oil, and 100 ml of shampoo. Mix them all together in a little bowl.
Right.
Stick it in your kitchen. Leave it for a couple of hours. All of your fruit flies will... they'll have a blast in there, right?
In the water park.
Yeah, in a little water park for them.
Do you need to cover it? Sometimes I see people cover things like that with cling film with a couple of holes in it.
No, because what you're talking about is it will attract them, but it won't make them want to play in it. They won't
Maria's
pass
being
away.
Very careful.
They
Maria,
won't
they're
pass
fruit
away.
Flies. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be offended on behalf of fruit flies.
So they can't get back out.
Okay.
That's why you're...
So they can't get out of the soapy, sudsy, vinegary water.
Yeah.
And they expire.
Yes.
Look, don't feel bad for fruit flies, okay? Fruit flies have contributed more Nobel Prizes than any other creature on Earth. The study of fruit flies has given us more Nobel Prizes
in
science.
Then if we killed them all, then there'd be no
more Nobel.
No, but
we're only killing the ones in our kitchen. The ones in the laboratories are doing great work.
We're not welcome inside.
Right, go on.
You can live outside. I saw this hack on Facebook. Apparently a farmer in Florida had this, right, for the most delicious watermelons.
Watermelons? You're
all
fruit today.
Yeah, so if you're shopping for watermelons...
Okay, go on.
You need to make sure the dark green stripes on a watermelon...
Yes.
...should be two finger widths apart. So the light green stripes should be two finger widths.
No, light or dark?
No, the light ones should be two finger widths.
Yeah.
So that the dark ones are two finger widths apart.
Gotcha,
that
yes.
Make sense?
Okay. So
and
in between the dark.
And they are the most delicious ones, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because that's interesting, because I recently watched a 33-minute YouTube video of... somebody time-lapse growing plants and fruits and peppers and tomatoes. Yeah. It was the most mesmerizing thing I've ever seen. I couldn't turn it off. But in there, they didn't do watermelons, but I loved the bits of the peppers. When the peppers went, they grow out of the flower bit of the pepper plant and they come out and they grow and they're green. And then they just, like, now it's time-lapse, obviously.
Yeah.
But the orange just falls out and then it goes red. They're unbelievable. So I'd imagine... the skin of a watermelon is similar, and there's a period like
as
over
it grows,
you know, time lapse. It would be quick, but like over a period of time, you would watch the light green get bigger in the separate in the dark green, and as soon as it's two fingers, boom.
That's when you eat it. Yeah,
I like that one.
And then just never leave your fruit, like any fruit that you might have in a bowl, never leave that next to flowers, because the flowers will die faster. So the gases that the fruits omit, they're invisible, obviously. Bananas are really bad for this.
I know bananas
they're
make all
the
other
fruit
fruit
around
ripen.
It, but they kill flowers faster.
No way.
It makes everything speed up.
Recently, for my wife's birthday, I bought her the Lego flower bouquet.
I love those.
So now that's because that's where when I buy her flowers, that's where they always go. They always go beside the fruit bowl. But now they're the plastic ones, and the fruit ain't doing nothing to the plastic
forever,
ones.
Obviously,
they will live forever. Yeah.
And then speaking of flowers, if you're buying roses, right, for your other half, for someone nice in your life, always feel down the bottom of the rose, the bottom of the flower, the petal part.
The flower patch part, okay.
And if that's firm, they will last longer.
Oh.
So you know these ones you see on special, if you feel it, because they're about to go off, if you feel the bottom of the rose petals,
it'll be squishy.
It'll be squishy and they won't last that long.
There you go.
You want firm, they will last.
I'm learning.
You're learning everything. And then I'm going to give you one more, right?
Yeah.
And this is back to food or drink. You know these bottles that have the caps that won't come off?
The new 2024 Protect the Environment.
Yeah.
The bottle, the
Can I
bottle
just say,
cap stays on.
Yeah, and nobody gave us any warning. We couldn't even enjoy the ones that came off for the last few days before these came in. No one warned us. Anyway, it particularly annoys me when I'm making a cup of tea.
Right.
And you open the carton of milk.
Yeah.
And then the lid doesn't come off, it stays attached. And if you don't spin it round, like to the top or whatever, the milk splashes into it and then goes everywhere. Not ideal.
No.
However, when you open that carton of milk, wherever the lid opens to,
the left or the right or the up or the down or whatever, yeah.
Pull it back the other way. When it's open, pull it back the other way. And it has this secret little, like, string attached to it.
Plastic string, yeah.
Yeah, that will pull it across, click it into place, and then it's out of your way.
And it won't flip back.
It won't flip back, no.
Oh, come on.
Apparently it works as well with, like, your bottle of water, your bottle of Coke, or whatever it is. Now, I tried to demonstrate it before I came into this link in front of our boss to show off and tell her how amazing
hack,
I was.
Yeah.
And I ripped the bottle, the top off the bottle completely.
Right, so you pulled
so I said
too
to her,
hard.
Look, I'm going to show you a hack. And then I opened it and ripped the bottle off, the top off. And she was like, what do
Very
you mean a
unimpressed.
Hack? I was like, oh, it didn't work. Anyway,
well, I'm about to go on the radio and tell everyone.
I'm going to tell the nation about it. No, it works with milk cartons.
Okay, so milk cartons, it works. So because I drink a bottle of Coke every day on the way home in the car, right?
Okay.
And I leave it open for the entire duration because I'm just going to finish the whole thing as I drive home. But I do have to constantly move the lid around. So you're saying if I open it today, if I pull the opposite direction, it will just lock down on the other side.
Yeah, it comes away
An
extra string that then locks over the other side.
I am definitely trying that. Anyone else notice that, or is it just me learning for the first time? 087-4100-102. Maria, thank you very much for the hack.
Dave Moore on Today FM
Podcast.